the rest of the story. Chicago Julys can be more than hot, with their high temperatures and humidities to match. July 9 that I'm going to tell you about was a stifling day, prelude to a suffocating night. That's probably 85% of why the fight broke out in the bar down the street from Providence Hospital. It was a knife fight. A black delivery man named Jim Cornish was one of the losers. He was still conscious when two brothers carried him through the front doors of Providence. An immediate examination revealed a stab wound to the chest. Now, Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, the examining physician, asked Jim how long the knife was. Jim, still conscious, could not remember. But no matter, the wound is slightly left of the sternum, only about an inch long, seemed superficial. There were no other indications of serious internal injury. The order was first aid and out. But this is the rest of the story. After a few minutes had passed, Jim, the stab victim, began suffering deep chest pain, and then went into shock. Dr. Williams recognized the symptoms of blood vessel damage, perhaps even the heart itself. The patient had begun coughing sharply now. Dr. Williams turned grimly to an attending nurse. He said, "I'll operate." An operating room was prepared. A half dozen physicians on the ward were invited to observe, and the surgery began. A 6-inch incision, starting at the stab wound itself. Sternum cartilage, part of the fifth rib exposed, rib separated, thoracic cavity open. Just as Dr. Williams had suspected, the knife blade had nicked the left internal mammary artery. A miracle Jim had not died in minutes. Vessel tied off. Then the surgeon looked more closely. The pericardium, the sac surrounding the heart, had been torn. Pulse 130. No time to lose now. Had the heart also been hit? Affirmative. A wound in the heart muscle itself, smack between two lateral branches of the right coronary artery, half an inch in either direction, and the knife point would have ended Jim's life instantly. But the fact was that no active hemorrhage was evidence, either from the pericardium or from the central organ. So Dr. Williams sutured the pericardium to prevent infection and adhesion, carefully backed out of the thoracic cavity, and closed the intercostal and the subcartilaginous incisions, and the operation was over, and the operation made history. For 51 days after his brush with death, delivery man Jim Cornish walked out of Providence Hospital completely healthy, as he remained for decades to come. So that made him the first patient ever to survive open-heart surgery. And this, remember, was in the days before X-rays, before sulfa drugs, before blood transfusions, for the year was 1893. That made Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, a black man, the first surgeon ever to explore and successfully repair the human heart. Now you know the rest of the story.